This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Rhea Hughes is here. John Ritchie is here. Richie Rich. Tom's supposed to start, right? Do you want to speak?
Yeah, man.
Now's your turn to speak, right?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, John.
Sand tiger shark babies have teeth while they're in the womb. And sand tiger shark babies, their mom has two womb chambers.
Okay.
And the first baby that's born with the teeth in each chamber eats all of its brothers and sisters, every other embryo in that chamber, so that sand sharks give birth to two pups every time they give birth.
Every two years,
it's
seriously
two pups.
So it's like survival of the fittest within the
womb? In each womb, you've got survival of the fittest, and then that one that ate all of the others is the only one that's born.
Well, that's a
and
real...
there's two
that's
every
an,
time.
That's an extremely morbid way to start the show today,
well,
John.
Yeah, I guess that is. Well, or interesting.
Again, right,
fascinating.
As Rhea mentioned there, right after Mother's Day, you know, we have this
right after Mother's Day, we talk intrauterine cannibalism.
This great celebration of mothers and birth and everything, and you come back with land of sand sharks eating each other.
That's pretty amazing.
Eating their siblings.
Two pups every time.
Wow. I mean, that is, yeah, I don't really know where to go from there. Hopefully that's the most negative thing we get throughout the show today.
Well,
the baseball, the Phils are no longer providing us with negative fodder.
There's nothing negative there, and there's a lot of things we'll get into throughout the course of the show today. We will get to the Sixers. Huge night, franchise-defining night for the Sixers tonight with the NBA draft lottery, but we will start with the Phillies. If you stayed up late last night, Phillies win again, 3-0. Zach Wheeler, tremendous. The bullpen comes in, they do the job. Kyle Schwarber. I mean, at this point, what can you say about Kyle Schwarber?
Extend him now.
Yeah. I mean, that price. I don't know. If you're Dave Dombrowski at this point, do you get a little mixed emotions as you see Kyle Schwarber hit two more bombs last night? He's up to, what, 13 on the year? 14 now? Okay, 14 home runs on the year. Because that price is just going up by the minute with Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber, I was amazed to learn this morning, is 32 years old. I did not realize Kyle Schwarber was only 32 years old. This guy has achieved a ton. To be only 32, we need to get him locked up in the very near future. There is no doubt in my mind. There is no drawback. This guy is the ultimate leader. He has shown us that he can change. He can transform his game as the team needs him to. He has grown. He has gotten better as his approach has been refined. And, man, he's the ultimate clubhouse guy on top of it all.
Well, yeah, and it's incredibly impressive. And if you want to get in the start show, 215-592-9494, your reactions to the Phillies weekend and the Phillies road trip, because you look at what they've done here. They go 5-1 on the road trip. They go down to Tampa. They sweep that series in what was, really entertaining games. The offense got going. They scored 8 runs in the first game, 7 in the final two. Then this weekend, bad performance Friday night. Aaron Nola gets lit up a little bit. Offense doesn't do anything, but you bounce back. Ranger Suarez, shutout performance Saturday. Zach Wheeler in the bullpen combined for it last night.
It looks like Bryce started to do some stuff on Saturday.
He's starting to get going a little bit. He hit a homer. And you look at this team, and I want to know some people's biggest takeaways, because here's mine. Is I believe this team is the clear favorite to win this division at this point. I think you look at the standings, they're still
the
one game... They're
favorite.
Still the clear favorite. They're still one game back of the Mets.
Clear favorite.
I think they're the clear
division.
Favorite. Look at this, John. Now explain. Let me make my case real quick.
They're really good.
Bryce Harper
the
hasn't
Mets
gotten
are really
going
good
yet.
Too.
Bryce Harper hasn't gotten going yet. The bullpen is improving. The starting rotation is now full. The starting rotation is healthy. And we got a chance this weekend to see what that looks like. When Ranger Suarez, who's probably your fifth starter, goes out there, gives you the kind of outing he gave you Saturday. You got Zach Wheeler Sunday. There is no break for these teams. And I think you look at over the course of a full season, the Mets are not going to be able to sustain that pace. They don't have the kind of pitching the Phillies do. The Phillies starting pitching makes them almost immune to any significant losing streak. Mm-hmm. And you look at all the things that still need to get going. Like we said, Bryce Harper's hitting what, like 230?
Well,
he hasn't gotten going yet.
We're a quarter of the way through the season, and Bryce has been stinky Bryce. It's nowhere close to the Bryce that we expected we'd get. And the team is still a game and a half out of first in the division. So in that respect,
it's
I can't say I'm certain they're the favorite to win it. I think you might be getting a little ahead of yourself here, Tom. We are looking good right now. Man, this thing, it's just recently that I've been feeling confident like this, though.
Fair enough. I just look at it, and I think if this team stays anywhere near reasonably healthy, they're not going to lose this division. Like, they're going to win around 95 games. That's what I predicted at the beginning of the year. They got off to a slow start, and I think when we look at this season so far, it's really been, what, one bad week? Like, one bad stretch where they lost
against the Mets.
That's the problem. No, that's true. Yeah. They lost that final game against the Marlins. They lost the three against the Mets, and then the first game of that series against Chicago. But they've bounced back in a real significant way. Where do you stand, Ray? Like, when you look at it after this weekend, do you think they're the clear favorite in the division?
I don't know about clear favorite. I'm kind of with you on the Mets a little bit, but I want to see what the Braves are going to look like when Acuña's coming back soon, right? I mean, they said late May. So I want to see, I don't rule out the Braves just yet, but I'm not sold on the Mets.
Yeah, and the Braves are going to be back, like you said. They're going to get healthy.
Back. They're not completely out of it.
No, and they got off to that terrible start, too.
Oh, my God,
too.
Brutal.
And they made up a lot of ground there. But I just think what we've gotten to see now over the last week, 10 days or so, is what this team looks like when they're fully healthy, is you get Ranger Suarez back in the rotation.
That's the most encouraging thing right there.
That's
how
huge.
He pitched.
And then you get to move a guy like Taijuan Walker back to the bullpen, and hey, I mean, it's one outing. I'm not going to get overly carried away. But I don't know. I think Taijuan Walker is a guy you could get some use of back there. And you look at the minor league pitching coming up. You got Painter. You got Mick Abel. Whether you're converting some of those guys to bullpen arms, whether you move Ranger Suarez, I feel like the problems that the Phillies have, there's a pathway to them getting fixed a lot quicker than we may have thought like a week ago.
I think so, too. The case in point is Taijuan. We felt like Taijuan was a throwaway because he wasn't the starting pitcher we'd hoped for, but then you put him in the bullpen, his velocity comes up, he gets a little angry, he gets a little ticked off, and pitches better. He looks, I feel so much, I don't know, like there's a safety net, like there really is a plan beneath the plan, that we've got some options that I didn't realize were available. And I know that Dave Dombrowski can go out and get some more help before this trade deadline in the bullpen. That was the biggest complaint that we had. We need bullpen help. It was outfielders and bullpen help, and now it feels like that bullpen help. They've been pitching better lately, but the Taijuan thing felt like a revelation. And it felt like, okay, maybe things really aren't as dark and stormy as they feel and look at times. And now this road trip, that was an incredible performance. I mean, we lost one game on the road. We come back, we should be feeling really good about the way things are ignited at this point. I think we're ready to go on a real run here.
And that's the way it feels. It feels like this team is starting to hit their stride a little bit.
Totally.
And I don't know. And
they understand now who they are. Remember when they were told no more daycare? And I do think it took a bit. And now we're a quarter of the way through the season. I guess it makes sense that they are more comfortable in this incarnation. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies have officially arrived. Let's get our star up to speed. But I do think we're almost there. We're almost where we need to be. And that feels pretty good because this is a talented team, as they should be. They're paid that way.
It is, absolutely. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, do you think after this road trip, the Phillies are the clear favorites in the division? And wanted to ask you guys as well, when you look at what's happened here in the start of the year, I think we all felt it, and we talked about it a lot, amongst the fan base, and there being like the lack of excitement that there's been in past years, maybe a little bit of a hangover. What do you think, Rhea? Do you think the team was feeling a little bit of that too?
They were feeling pressure.
That's kind of the sense that I get, is that maybe they felt the same kind of hangover from last year that we felt, and now they're settling into the rhythm of the season. I get that when you're hitting, things are going to look different. But just over the last week, 10 days, this just looks like a different team to me emotionally on the field and the energy they're playing with.
Well, and when you're led by Kyle Schwarber, I mean, that makes a huge difference. But, the thing to me is, like, the hitting is going to be hit or miss. You know, you've got Schwarber hitting two home runs and the rest of the team kind of pretty much did nothing. And although I will say that that Ortiz is pretty good. That was a pretty good pitcher's duel. He threw one mistake. I thought it was interesting. The announcers on ESPN said that it came from the dugout not to throw that pitch anymore, that he threw to Schwarber and he didn't throw it the rest of the game. But Romano, if he can be reliable, I'm not saying lights out. It's a huge difference. And the word is he was tipping his pitches. And now they said they fixed it, I guess, you know. But if he can be reliable, and you don't have to rely on Alvarado. You cannot overpitch Alvarado. There's a massive difference when you don't overpitch him.
Well, I think if there is one concern, that's what it would be, is like the depth of the bullpen. Like, Romano looks a lot better now for sure. But
it's a huge deal that they figured out the problem.
Right. Your problem is when you have those kind of back-end guys, the Tanner Bankses, Carlos Hernandez. Yeah, like those guys you can't really rely on. That's why you need to rely on the Alvarados and the Strom so much. But I just look at where this team is right now. And again, Painter's going to be up at some point. Mick Abel, who knows? They've been talking about him for years. He's starting to look good at the minor league level. You bring some of these guys up, it's just by nature, some of them are going to have to go to the bullpen. Because you have so much starting pitching, and it just feels like we're in a much better spot than we were like 2 weeks ago.
And Bryce still isn't, you know, being Bryce. That's what's impressive about it.
Yeah, and you know that's going to come around at some point. Where's your faith at Bryce in this point, John?
Well, I can't believe he hasn't started being Bryce yet. That's frustrating. I know it's in there. I know it's imminent. I thought it was arriving on Saturday, and then we got another lull yesterday. I don't understand exactly what the impetus is, like what's going on. I know that as a competitor, he's going to figure this out, and he will be fine. Let's hope that the three quarters of a season that he provides make up for this, whatever you'd call it, trough. It was a trough of a first quarter. And Bryce Harper.
And when you look at Bryce, though, this isn't that abnormal. Like, if you looked at his stats last year, they were similar. I mean, he was about the same spot at the start of May. He got going about, you know, like a week ago this time last year, like around May 5th. He's a little late. He's a little late. But ultimately, I look at it more as a positive that you're able to do what you've been able to do without Bryce Harper being Bryce Harper. And you're in a really good spot. So you want to get in to start the show. 215-592-9494. Do you feel at this point the Phillies are the clear favorites in the NL East? Get into that. When we get back, It's a massive night for the Philadelphia 76ers. The shape of the franchise, direction of the franchise could be changed forever tonight. We'll get to that. We'll unveil our side topic today for a chance for you to win Post Malone tickets May 24th. So that's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera.
Face tats.
You have,
have you considered?
I have not.
The face tat?
Would you ever
not
get
it? Would look.
It is so bold. It is so bold. There is no way I could ever pull it off.
I saw him performing with one of
Post Malone is so good that he is able to pull it off.
He's performing that guy Jelly Roll. He's got face
tats.
He's
got tons of face tats too. Both those guys, they can pull that off. There's no way I can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You might be able to, Tom.
I don't. Yeah.
We need to talk about Tom Kelly. The pat, like what made Tom? What made Tom Kelly like the fights through high school? Like, you know, the way that you had to battle.
I wasn't fighting a whole lot through high school, John. I don't know
Look
what
at
you're
Tom.
Thinking.
I don't think Tom's a fighter.
Yeah, I'm not a fighter. I wouldn't have won many of those fights.
More like a lover. He's got like three kids.
Yeah. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today, alongside John Ritchie and Ree Hughes. Talking about the Phillies start the show. Phillies, they win last night 3-0. Zach Wheeler, a gem after Ranger Suarez pitched a gem on Saturday. And how about that? Guardians in the final two games of the series don't score a run. And the starting rotation for this team, dominant. I think we're starting to see what this team looks like when it's at full strength. I think they're the favorites to win the division. Would love to get your take on that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in.
Tom, you didn't get in a lot of fights when you were in high school.
I didn't get in a ton of fights.
This was something we talked about a little bit the last segment. So you were not like a bad messing around, late to school, running truancy.
No, I was a good kid. I was the class treasure.
You were not the tardy.
Yeah.
Tardy Tom.
No.
You weren't tardy Tom in high school.
No, I was somebody you could trust. I was somebody you could believe in, John. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Because somebody they can't believe in is Daryl Morey.
But you could also get in fights and be rough and tumble.
No, I was not a fighter. Look at me. I'm not a big guy.
All right.
I was not a fighter.
That doesn't mean you don't have
Were you a fighter in high school?
No.
Were you a fighter in high school, Rhea?
I went to an all-girls school.
Well, that doesn't mean he
there weren't a lot of fights.
He fights at an all-girls school.
No, there was no fights.
But there were more fights than there are now.
Grade school, there were fights.
Yeah. Well, there were fights. And there were, you know, it was, and then people would gather around and it was kind of exciting. And this was before everyone had a phone on their person. So then the fight was over and it was really sort of over and everyone went to the principal's office and
I feel like there aren't a lot, of fights in school anymore. I feel like it's
maybe
it's
there weren't fights
down.
In your school. We had fights in our school.
Well, there weren't many in my school. There weren't many in my school.
All right.
In Upper Moreland. But big night tonight for the Sixers, John. Because tonight's the NBA draft lottery. And, you know, I don't...
We could end up with Cooper Flagg. 10.65% chance.
And we all heard Daryl Morey the other day on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. And my biggest takeaway is that he has no real plan to fix things.
No.
Like, it seems like, you know, the hope is he said we're the most unpredictable team in the league or something like that. Great. Okay, well, I think you're pretty predictable. Joel Embiid and Paul George are likely going to get hurt because they're older players and they're not very healthy. But it feels like that's like the plan, is we're going to pray for Embiid and Paul George to stay healthy moving forward. And that doesn't sound like a good one. And I look at it, guys, and it feels like, does it not feel like the future is incredibly bleak if they don't get the number one overall pick tonight?
It could completely change at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are never going to get there. But, I mean, you have to feel excited if they get it. Unfortunately, the same organization is running the team.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is you can have all your fortunes change tonight. Because as bad as it's been, as poorly managed as they've been, as much as the bad decisions as they've made, if you are able to get this number one overall pick, you're getting a true difference-making player. And here's Kevin O'Connor, who was on with the Afternoon Show guys a few weeks ago, talking about Cooper Flagg and where he stacks up in terms of prospects who have come out in recent memory.
Where would you rank Cooper Flagg? You don't have to give us an exact number, but some context. As far as the best prospects in the NBA over the last 20 years or so, where do you see Cooper Flagg sitting in that hierarchy?
In terms of college prospects, I'd have Cooper ahead of Zion Williamson, for sure. With Cooper's perimeter play, I'd have him ahead of AD because of the creation ability. And so you're going back to 07, Greg Oden, Kevin Durant. That year with Cooper Flagg, I see Ike completely shaking his head at me right now. Clearly there's some disagreement there. But no, I think Cooper checks every single box on the floor. We saw that with what he's been doing the entire season for Duke, and we saw that absolutely in the Sweet 16. So I think I'd go back to KD, Greg Oden back in 07 as the best college prospect that I've seen.
And that's true. I mean, this guy is a franchise-changing player, and it's crazy how, as bad as it's been, as many of the bad decisions the Sixers have made, it's almost like they get a get-out-of-jail free card if they get this pick tonight.
And there's a very real chance this could happen. It wouldn't be the first time. It wouldn't be the second time. This does occur. Cooper Flagg will make us, will transform things. There's no doubt that reinfuses the city with, I don't know, just not necessarily hope, but excitement. This guy is that legit. This guy really is like generational talent. You know, decades, every so often you get a guy, it's masterful watching a guy at that size do everything well.
Right. It's not just scoring. It's the whole game. I mean, he can defend, he can rebound, he can do it all.
And it's so smooth and fluid and effortless every step of the way.
And with this team, there's an excitement that's gone. Like, it's not only waning, it's gone based off what happened this year.
Well, we're mad, we're hurt.
And I want to know how excited people would be if the Sixers get this pick tonight. And that's our Twitter poll question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. If the Sixers get the number one overall pick, would you be excited about them again at WIP Morning Show? Rhea, I know you're probably as down on the Sixers as anybody. Yeah. Do they get you back if they get this pick tonight?
Do they get me back? Yeah, because I want to see them. I mean, I hate Duke, but I love watching that kid play. I mean, it's just too much fun. And I think Nick Nurse has kind of been screwed here by what's gone on. So I don't really know how good of a coach he will be. But I think, you know, he had pretty much nothing to work with this year. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I guarantee you this poll will be more, like, there'll be a lot more no's because people do not like this team.
Agreed. But I look at it, like, if I'm looking at it objectively, I think they're kind of saved if they get this pick tonight. And I know.
I don't know about saved.
You still have the Embiid contract. You have the George contract. This kid is, I mean, he's incredible. I mean, you heard Kevin O'Connor talk about it right there. Might be the best prospect in like 20 years
when,
in the NBA.
When he says Odin, though, don't you eye roll? Because first of all, Odin looked like he was 55 when he came out of college. Like, I never believed his age. And, you know, he was never able to really because of the injuries.
Yeah. I just think with Cooper Flagg, he looks like, I don't know. Some guys you can just tell they're built a certain way. They don't look like they're going to get hurt. I don't feel like Cooper Flagg's a guy who's going to be somebody who we're worried about getting injured all the time.
Well, no. And Greg Oden had the signs coming out. Everyone knew he had degenerative knee issues. And he looked sort of wobbly to begin with. And he was gigantic. Now, not quite as gigantic with Cooper Flagg. It feels like that we're so far past where that sort of thing can happen. You know, the Odin thing, he was incapable of playing. You know, like, don't we have technology to this point where that can't occur with the same, I mean, come on. Like, doctors evaluate these guys. They're scanning you. They're 3D scanning
John,
we have on the inside.
Somehow these doctors cleared him to get an extension.
Oh, well, that's...
I mean, it's the most insane thing.
I cannot get behind that concept. Yeah. I can't imagine any doctor cleared him for this extension. Yeah. I think this is rogue Daryl Morey going and saying, hey, we gotta reward Paul George now for some reason. Like, that is as rogue as it gets. There's no doctor who signed off on him getting paid.
No, I mean, the Sixers were the only
future.
Were the only team who was willing to pay him. And that's why I feel like tonight is such a big night. Because honestly, if they don't get the number one overall pick, I think they're screwed. Like, I don't think they're going anywhere. But if you get this player, it gives you the ability to change everything. Maybe then you do just say, okay, we're going to restart. We're going to trade Embiid. We're going to trade George. We're going to build around Maxey and Flagg. And I'd honestly be excited about that. The Lakers, potentially? Hear the Bill Simmons rumor last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I think you might be able to get rid of him. If not, you know, you keep him, you still have Cooper Flagg. That would be a big big addition to this team. But we want to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight.
Joel he's not completely used up in...
we'll see.
His age, again, like, there has to be more. If you can get him right physically, if the Lakers, if someone can be convinced that he can be gotten right physically,
yeah,
then that is appealing. I mean, former MVP is at his age. How old are we talking?
That's the thing. Somebody is I always feel like there's a team desperate enough to try
31.
Something. So who knows? I mean, it might be possible. But either way, you get Cooper Flagger in a much better position. And as we try to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight, that's our side topic, and your chance to win Post Malone tickets, a pair of Post Malone tickets, Citizens Bank Park on May 24th, so two Saturday nights from now at Citizens Bank Park. Give us something that is lucky. Who or what is lucky? That is our side topic, to try to win tickets for Post Malone on May 24th at Citizens Bank Park. So there you go.
So what is John? John, what's your...
What's yours, John?
Numbers are lucky.
Numbers?
Yeah, numbers.
Okay.
Numbers, I have a weird problem with numbers where, I don't know if you do this, like when you set an alarm or something, do your numbers have to add up to specific numbers?
No.
Or else you can't leave
the
clock.
That sounds like, you know, an obsessive compulsive disorder.
And I don't know that I'm that. I just think that I have a weird number thing.
Okay.
I don't think I'm like obsessive compulsive, but I can't leave the clock set if the numbers add up to 15.
Well, does that not sound obsessive compulsive?
No, it is.
Yeah.
But I agree with him that numbers are lucky. Everybody's got their lucky numbers.
What do you got, Ray? Do you
have something that's
lucky? Lucky charms.
Love Lucky Charms.
There you go. Should I give one away? I don't want to take the
answers
from callers.
We all give one.
All right.
But don't take a haymaker.
Well, I have is a haymaker.
Oh, my God.
Four-leaf clover? Is that a haymaker?
That's not going to win, Don.
No. Okay. Well,
but that's okay.
There you go.
That's pretty... It's pretty yeah, nondescript. It's not exciting in any way.
Okay.
It's
so
chalk.
It's good. Yeah,
it's good. It's a good example.
It's a chalky answer. You got really something, good. Buzz?
Both of mine, guys. I was going to do the leprechaun specifically from Lucky Charms. His name is Lucky Leprechaun.
Well, that works.
And then
go.
I was going to say the four-leaf clover, and then you took it. So I'm unprepared without a third.
Well, I think you got it with the leprechaun.
Well, thank you, Buzz, because I thought mine was bad. You just made it worse.
Well, so I'm glad. That. I'm happy to boost your answer up.
Yeah, thank you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Now, this might be a stupid question.
Yeah.
Is this Post Malone right here?
No.
No, it's Shaboozy.
This is not Post Malone? Shaboozy?
Yes. Oh, my
Who's
God.
Shaboozy?
You really don't know any music.
I never heard
this,
of Shaboozy.
This does not even remotely sound like Post Malone.
It doesn't?
No.
No.
Oh. I will play some Post Malone next break, and you'll hear the stark difference.
All right. I thought
Post Malone, he is so talented. Could we hear, like, later at some point some Post Malone?
Yeah, yeah,
next segment. We got like, Post Malone.
Post Malone covers are amazing.
Yeah?
He does everything.
What's his most famous cover?
I don't know.
You just said he does everything.
Well, I don't know. He does everything. So his most famous cover, it could be anything by anyone. I can't even imagine what his most famous cover is. He does, like, this guy is so talented. It's like he just gets up there at his concerts and goes and plays on his own. Like, keeps going. Like, the guy who keeps coming back for more encores. I went and saw Neil Young in Mountain View, California in like 1996.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like he didn't ever want to leave. And I appreciated it so much. Neil Young up there on the stage. You know how like the band will go off?
Yep.
And then you know they're going to come back the one time with the encore. And then they're going
to
play the big song and all that. He kept coming back. He actually, I don't know how many times, maybe five? He actually made good on that promise. Like, oh, he's bowing, but he's not really going to come back. You know, like, he did. And it meant something to him. Like, you could tell how important it was to Neil Young that we hear this message.
Doesn't it get a little annoying after a while, though? It's like, all right, dude, we get it.
It wasn't
annoying
to me.
We get the bit. Just play the song.
I was a college kid. It was like, holy cow, this is the longest concert. Like, I'm getting the best deal I've ever gotten for my money at a concert. I don't want to leave. And by the way, it's Neil Young. He's going and doing, he's amazing. So you got this whole history, this huge log of songs. And they're all good.
I couldn't name one Neil Young song.
Oh, really?
No. He's a different person than Neil Diamond, right?
Is he Sugar Mountain?
Cinnamon Girl.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's another. We'll add it to the list, Buzz. We'll play that later.
Is there an artist you could name more than like three songs of?
Man. That's tough. I'm not a music guy.
Well, that's been very clear.
So many.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Songs like for the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, like that whole thing?
Oh, yeah. They're my favorite.
Really? No. I get the feeling that's not at all the case. Well, he's talented, not a good singer, sort of Bob Dylan-esque. You know, good music, good lyrics.
You would hate it,
just
Tom.
Not good singing.
But Post Malone is great, so make sure you get in. True. That's our side topic today. Give us something that's lucky, your chance to win a pair of tickets to Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park, on May 24th. You're welcome to get in on that, trying to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight. And talking about the Sixers, would you be back excited about the team again if they get the number one overall pick with Cooper Flagg? I would be. I think you look at this player, this guy is a unique talent. This is like your get-out-of-jail-free card, all the moves you made. You get Cooper Flagg, you're back headed in the right direction. And it's like we can kind of forget about the last few years.
Well, I mean, it does make it a lot easier. I think I'm still resentful. I'm still hopeful at some point that Joel can actually do this. You know, Joel is supposed to be able to come back and play basketball again. You know, they told us that they've gone in and they've done the surgery or a surgery.
And they've always been so truthful about injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the problem.
The guy should not be done playing. And let's hope he's not. And let's hope he's not done playing in Philadelphia because he's former MVP. I mean, he really is that good if he's right. I worry can he be right in Philadelphia? You know, like, is he going to get it in his head that he wants to be right with LeBron, with that plan? Because that scares me a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think Embiid's ever going to be healthy again. And that's the thing. I just feel like if you don't get this pick tonight, you're really headed down a dark path as an organization, but it could all change.
So we have a 10.65% chance to not be headed down a dark path.
Yes. So you're saying
that doesn't sound like good odds.
It's a chance. It's 1 out of 10. So we got a shot. 215-592-9494. Also with the Phillies, are you confident after this road trip they're going to win the NL East? I am. I think that's my biggest takeaway from the weekend. We see what this team looks like when they're at full strength. You got a starting rotation that is dominant. I mean, you've got a bullpen that is really talented as well. And coming into their own, and offensively, Bryce Harper hasn't even gotten going yet.
I don't know that the bullpen is really talented as well. I think it's a big plus that Romano is no longer giving away whatever he was giving away. It does seem like something changed. Is it that obvious? Whatever he was doing, how obvious was it?
I don't know. I mean,
ERA was over 15, so it was. I mean, it's going to take forever. He's gone 5 scoreless outings, and it's still barely dipped down.
Yeah, and he looks,
major difference.
Yeah.
Whatever he was doing, he stopped doing it. And I, even though it's hard for me to get my head around the fact that he might be good, it looks like he's good now. It looks like as night and day as it can get.
Certainly looks a lot better. So do you think the Phillies are the clear favorites in the NL East after this road trip? 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. In a few minutes here, we'll get to an interesting trade potential option for the Phillies. First, let's get to the phones. Go to Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil?
Oh, sorry, Tom. I hate to rain on your parade, but, you know, 10 or 12% chance of getting Cooper Flagg. I agree with Barkley. The Sixers are going to be bad the next 10 years. So if you want to see games, you could get tickets on the secondary market, keep tickets, and I would watch the NBA playoffs, which are very good this year, you know. So I don't believe in the Sixers.
So Neil, even if they get Cooper Flagg, I mean, this kid's a generational player.
Yeah,
they could get
them. They're not going to get him. 10-12% chance. They're probably going to get the fifth pick and squander it. Like, they could have got Mikal Bridges, whose actually mom worked with the Sixers, and they traded away. And you see what he's doing with the Knicks and even the Nets before. They would have got a good player. But they don't get good players. So I don't trust the process. Sorry. What's your opinion, Rhea? Are you the same way?
No, I don't trust that team at all. But if they get Cooper Flagg, you got to be a little excited.
Yeah, well, that I agree, but the chances of getting him are very slim.
They are. So. It's a lottery, Neil. The chances for every team are very slim. I mean, the team with the best odds has what, like a 14% chance? So it could be anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know about the ping pong balls, but okay. Anyway, talk about the pill.
It sounds like you don't trust it, Neil. You think they've got it in for us or something.
Yeah, well, I think
we're going to win this thing.
I believe, like Yali, you know, I think Maury is just terrible in making picks. And, you know, like, I don't think Embiid's going to ever, you know, like, he might be like Yao Ming, you know, like, with arthritis and, you know, the conditioning, I think it's bad. You know, so when Barkley, who I think is a very good analyst, says, you know, like, he hates to say this from the area, that they're not going to be good for 10 years, I believe it. So.
Well, what's something that's lucky?
Now let's talk about optimistic. The Phillies, 11 out of 13, the scoring runs. And scoring runs, like, especially when the weather gets, you know, like, hotter, you know, like, they should, you know, get seven or more runs, and that helps the bullpen immensely. And, you know, they got Painter. I wait till July to get Painter up, and Schwarber's having, like, MVP season. Stott, I think, and Turner, at least hitting-wise, are probably all-stars. And I think Wheeler's in contention for the Cy Young this year.
Well, Neil, give us something that's lucky.
I say a horoscope, a lucky horoscope.
Okay. Horoscope. What do you think of that answer, John?
I'm not a big believer in the horoscope, but I do like to read them. And I usually try to see, you know, how are these vagaries really going to, like, how hard did they try to really do a good job with this? Most of the time, it doesn't seem like they tried very hard.
So you don't believe in the horoscope, but you need your numbers to add up to a certain number because you're superstitious that way.
I don't know that it's superstitious. I just think that numbers, I don't know, maybe it's because numbers like identified us and that started to mean way too much.
What time is your alarm in the morning?
Think about
it. Like for this show?
It depends. I said a lot of them. So they
add up to the same thing?
No, they have to add up to certain numbers. They can add up to 16 because 16 is 4 squared, and 4 is the best number in my book. Like 4 matters the most. So when you've got multiples of 4, that works. I do not like the number 5, even though I love Donovan. I do not like his number. Oh. I cannot have 5 be the sum. At any point. So I could never have my alarm set for 104.
Wow. That's.
Or 401.
That's bizarre.
It won't work.
That is very weird.
403, I love that. 7's a beautiful number. It's a little bit cliched for being so beautiful. So I probably would veer away from 7.
Uh-huh.
But 4, 8, 9 especially. If it adds up to 9. 13 is actually a good number for it to add up to. 14, yes, because it's 2 times 7.
Okay, well, there you go.
Does that make any sense at all?
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's bizarre.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it feels important at the time when I'm doing it.
Right, but I'm learning a lot about you, and that's what's important, is we're becoming closer now.
I know.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get some interesting sound in a minute, but first, here's John.
Look at you. Your life is under control. Errands done. Groceries got. It's a good time for a reward. You know the one, your favorite tasty cake treat. Is it the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
Now, when we talk about the Phillies, and obviously the trade deadline this year is going to be a really important part of this season, where they're going to improve their team, what the Phillies are going to do here. And over the last couple of days, an interesting situation's kind of started to develop across Major League Baseball, where in Boston, they have this situation with Rafael Devers, third baseman for them originally, signed a long-term deal. Now, in the offseason, they signed Alec Bregman.
Which made no sense.
No.
Since they had just signed Devers to that deal.
Right. Devers had been signed to the contract. And then they asked him to move to first base. He didn't like that. Now they're asking him to move to DH. And it doesn't seem like this is going to be a marriage. It's going to work long term.
Doesn't it remind you of Manny Ramirez when he used to drive them crazy back in the day, but he could hit?
It does. It does. I mean, it's a very similar situation. Yeah. With what's going on with Devers right now, and you know they had possibly been trading Manny, they ended up keeping him, and that obviously worked out for the Red Sox. But this was from the Talkin' Baseball podcast over the weekend. An interesting idea as far as a destination for Rafael Devers.
Chris Rose, the trade thing, and I can't believe you started there. I have a team, and I have a guy who can play first base and hit right-handed, which the Red Sox actually sneaky still need right-handed hitters. You get off of the Devers contract. And a team that's been looking for a third baseman upgrade for a long time, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine the star power? They have Schwarber coming off the books this offseason. So If they don't think Devers is going to stick at third, that could be your DH spot. Okay, if it was Baum and maybe you throw in a couple of those Phillies pitching prospects or something like that, the Phillies have been looking for that next step to elevate them in this now crowded NL as they have their core in their early 30s. This is obviously daydream. I have zero sources. My brain just jumped there for no reason this morning, and I was like, whoa, could both sides love this?
Now, it would be an upgrade from Alec Boehm, theoretically.
Not defensively. Not at all.
But this is the thing. I'm not making this move for Rafael Devers. I mean, you look at it, first off, I didn't like how he handled the offseason. I mean, move positions. That's what's best for the team. You do what's best for the team. And if I'm cashing in my big-time prospects, I'm not doing it for a bat. That's not what you need right now.
Here's the thing with him. I didn't have a problem with Devers being upset when they acquired Bregman. Because it's like, what are you doing here? I mean, I kind of got that. And, you know, now they move him to DH and then the guy gets injured at first. It's like, dude, it was an injury. It was a catastrophic injury. The guy's done for the year, right? So they needed help. Like, you go there.
Yeah.
But the casual way that they dropped in there, well, you know, they're going to move on from the Kyle Schwarber contract. I'm like, no.
Right. Do what's best for, do what's best for the team. And moving on from the Schwarber contract, what do you think, John? I mean, does this have any appeal to you whatsoever? Devers is a guy, 4 years younger than Schwarber?
I have a problem with, I want Kyle Schwarber to be a Philly. Kyle Schwarber holds this team together. And he's only 32. I do not see him as over the hill. We're watching him hone his game. We're watching him improve as a hitter. And look, he hasn't been bad when he's been out in left field either. I think I'm imagining a little bit of sprightliness at times when he's, I'm not saying I want him to be our left fielder. He's our DH, but in a pinch, he has not been horrendous when called upon in left field. In terms of this question of Alec, what we're really talking about is Alec Boehm. Rafael Devers, is he better than Alec Boehm? Alec Boehm, I do not appreciate the attitude, the catastrophic, woe is me,
This guy doesn't.
Yeah, well, you're going to love Rafael Devers.
That's the thing.
He's great at the plate.
This guy's bringing
the same
attitude problems, and I don't know that it's an upgrade. I'm sorry. It's not the deal I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea, but I would agree with you. I don't think it really fits for the Phillies. But would love to get your take. If you're the Phillies, should they have interest in Rafael Devers, another big bat you could add to the lineup? And at least for this year, you'd have Devers in the lineup with Schwarber. We'd see what would happen long term, but it would definitely beef up your offense for this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.